got things going on here. Sorry. What, Mr. Eggshell? This is Bob.
This is Miles, if you can hear me. I don't know.
I think they can hear you. Let's say something again.
Something again. Something again.
Get louder.
10-foot totem pole. 10-foot totem pole.
There you go. Hopefully it'll be working here. I don't know.
You still saw a chair in that one song.
Do you believe in life after love?
Yeah, you sounded weird tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why. Maybe somebody's doing something on the computer downstairs.
Internet porn.
Could be.
Yeah. So.
So, yeah, big sad news tonight.
Right.
I just got a phone call. I mean, literally, it's Sunday. I just got a phone call from a friend. And a friend of mine who went to high school with and had some good times died.
Can we make up a first name for the friend, like pseudo name?
Well, no. I called him Junior.
Okay.
So we'll call him Junior.
So Junior, you know.
Yeah.
Travel lightly.
Yeah. And he didn't die in like a car wreck or anything. I'm still trying to figure out exactly.
Yeah.
Because we don't live near each other anymore.
Right.
And what I heard was cancer. Mm-hmm. So.
Mm-hmm.
And he would have been about your age, Miles.
Oh, well, that's comforting. Yeah, thank you.
At my age.
Yeah, I like when people say
I'm a little
that
older
shit.
Than you.
Thank you. I love when people say that stuff. Thank
you. Well, so, you just, I mean, it's kind of a shocker.
You literally just got this news minutes ago, and yet you were going to go on with the show.
Well, yeah, I mean, I haven't... well, the funny thing is, I probably... Well, it hasn't been that long. The last time I can recall seeing him was 15 years ago
mm-hmm.
at his wife's funeral. Mm-hmm. He did die in a car accident.
Right.
And that was pretty sad.
Yeah.
Because at that time, I was 15 years younger.
Mm-hmm.
So it was even weirder to
right.
have people die.
Right.
And anyway, he's got little kids at that time. Now they're grown up, but, you know, come on. I still talk to my parents.
Yeah.
You still talk to your parents. You don't want to have your parents outlive you.
Right, right, right.
And your parents don't want that either.
Right,
but,
right,
So it's a sad, sad thing.
You were...
But, what?
Oh, you were telling me off the air, though, that you might have had something maybe to lighten up the mood, though, with Junior. So.
Well, yeah, I could tell a story about Junior. I got a bunch of stories, but I'll tell you this one because it's kind of funnier than most in a way, in an embarrassing way, which is what we usually do.
Mm.
So, let's see. I was dating this girl who's not my wife.
Sherman, set the Wayback Time Machine for 1985.
Come on, Sherman.
Bob used protected sex?
No.
Not with what he was doing, Sherman.
We weren't into that.
Dental dam, Mr. Peabody.
Mr. Peabody. No, Sherman, I... So we were out, the usual would have been, probably drinking, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Probably drinking a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And, we were out with some girls, the girl that I was dating and, a friend of hers. And, where I grew up there in the, rurals of Illinois, there wasn't
Grange.
A whole lot to do, you know what I mean?
Except
go out. The interesting thing about, you know, they have all these campaigns for drinking and driving, you know.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But that was probably the most interesting thing we could do was drink and then drive around. So.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think that is necessarily the brightest thing to do, you know, in hindsight.
Right.
But, you know, that's what was going on, so.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
so get to the good stuff. Get to the good stuff. We got
so
the setup. Okay.
There's a lot of where I lived at, there's a lot of burrow pits. You know what a burrow pit is, Miles?
No, but I bet you went inside one if you know what I mean. Come on.
So,
come on.
So, well, anyway, Burrow Pit's usually near a highway and or some other large construction area where they dig the dirt out of the ground to mound it up someplace else. Well, then it leaves this big hole, right?
Uh-huh.
Hole fills up with water, you know, and it's a nice, and it's usually isolated.
Yeah.
So we were at this burrow pit, and I know that the reason we were all together was that my friend Junior, my friend Junior wanted to, you know, kind of get laid.
Yeah.
That was his goal.
Yeah.
Was to get laid. And, but I knew that.
You were busy because you were this girl.
I had a girlfriend, so we had a relationship. So him and this other girl take off to, I don't know, skip rocks or drink or talk or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And he was hoping that, you know, they would, he'd get laid, so.
Yeah.
But unbeknownst to him, I was the one getting laid back at the car.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not that I'm, like, real studly or anything, but
yeah,
I have been fortunate. I was very fortunate in my late teens and early 20s to basically be kind of, you know, had the look, I would say, of at the time. Very 80s look, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I could actually get laid at that point, so.
Mm-hmm.
I was very fortunate, very fortunate.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I was getting busy in the car with my girlfriend.
Right.
And my friend Junior was off with this other girl,
and
he was trying to get busy, but I think he was fairly unsuccessful because he came back to the car a little too quick. Now, luckily... like I said, I'm no Lothario. I was done at that point, but only barely. And so, you know, we were fairly, let's say, somewhat disheveled when he came. He strolled up going, "Hey, brother, what are you?" You know. Knocking on the window, and I think much like yourself, because he was very much like you, Miles, in his wants and desires.
Yeah.
I don't believe he saw, I think I'm trying to remember if she took her bra off or not. I don't think she did. I'm not sure. But, you know, he would have liked to have seen anything happening. And as a matter of fact, I mean, I think he was pretty pissed off that the show was over by the time, you know, I was putting my shirt on or something when I walked up at that point, or just about ready to or something, so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and he, would never let me live it down after that, because he was so mad, because the whole idea was that he was supposed to get laid, and I was supposed to be helping facilitate that.
Yeah. You were.
Well, but I just, go ahead. I mean, well, I left him on his own, you know what I mean?
Yeah. What can you do?
And so, so then we had to, you know, get the car put back to normal and ourselves and everything. and go about our drinking and oh my gosh, and I think we went, you go into somewhere like McDonald's or something to take a leak or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, he was all over me about questions. What the hell? Did you get laid? God damn it, did you get laid? You son of a bitch. I'm supposed to be getting laid. I'm like, hey, buddy. I can't, you know, put it in for you. Come on. What the hell do you want me to do? We're out in the middle of nowhere, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, hey, they're off probably screwing. Let's just, you know.
Yeah.
Let's just get this done here. That's not how it went.
Drink this. I put something in it.
Yeah. No. She was perfectly willing.
What's this?
What's this? A roofie.
It's called a roofie.
A roofie? Makes you bark like a dog.
You won't remember to think tomorrow. Come on.
Yeah, no, it was... yeah, so My friend Junior, he's evidently passed away. So.
Was that your car or his car?
It was my car. I was the one that...
Okay. That'd been better if it was his car. That'd give you more street credit.
Actually, it would have been better if it was his car. You're right.
Oh, that'd have been ripped the burn. Jeez.
He'd be like, you got to clean my seats. You got to go detail my car, you son of a bitch. You could spooge on my car seat.
Who gets
the passenger side's all snagged
here.
Up, Lamont. It's like a herd of goddamn snails. What?
Who wants to sit in the wet spot here?
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. It was, you know.
Awkward, wow.
Yeah, it was awkward, especially since, you know.
Yeah.
Now I've got, you know, him who's, like, you know, giving me shit. And then.
How's your girl, like, she all freaked out, like, oops.
A little bit, but, I mean, you know, hey, come on.
Or she
she's
like
a screwing
hooker,
a guy
like...
in a car. I mean, she's probably.
Yeah.
What do you expect from her, you know?
I've got to get back. We're having a prom committee tomorrow.
Yeah, it's not like it's not like she was, you know, royalty or something.
Oh my god.
Princess Di. Here we go.
No, so she wasn't like all like, "Oh my god."
She was a little bit embarrassed, but it wasn't it wasn't too terrible for her, I don't think.
Well, Linda, I can tell you're not a real blonde after all.
She was a blonde, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
man.
Anyway, that
wow.
was just kind of a funny thing. Funny.
First you have the bathroom sex. You have the car sex. Man.
Oh, geez. Come on. What else?
Man, like... Did you, like, do, like, elevator stuff, too? And, like, you know, they're also the song?
No, because there's not a lot of opportunities for elevators.
Yeah.
In central Illinois, to be honest. Not a lot of tall buildings.
Yeah.
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 Although, I don't know, you know.
Just enough time for three pumps lament, you know. For
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Man, wow. Oh. Man.
Yeah, well, you know. Yeah, it was my friend Junior there.
Junior, huh?
Yeah.
Well,
he's a good guy.
He's smiling down upon you now, I can tell you that.
No, he's probably still cursing me, to be honest with you.
Probably, you jackass. What the hell?
So, anyway, that just came up tonight, so...
Yeah.
I don't know what the... You know... It's all kind of weird. It'll sink in tomorrow. I'll feel bad about telling that story.
Probably. Probably.
You know?
Probably. Man, how disrespectful. Jeez.
Well, let's just continue that disrespectfulness with, you know, this week, earlier this week, or last week, I guess, by the time this gets out, it was a special day for a lot of music fans.
Right.
You want to tell them what it was?
It was the anniversary of the day the music died.
There you go.
The 50th.
And that's been immortalized over and over, but maybe not to the quite the same tone as a little movie called It Happened at Clear Lake.
Yeah.
Which you can find on YouTube or you can find on our site, depending on where you're listening to this at. And Miles' title went to Clear Lake. And,
yeah, I did.
Was very rude, evidently.
Yeah.
And we've got a whole, like, I don't know, you know, a slight avalanche of emails because evidently this Christmas season, every baby boomer got a computer and figured out what YouTube was and was searching for Buddy Holly or something because...
And boy, did they find it.
A lot of angry
old
men, as far as I can tell, who evidently, you know, put down the porn for a minute and looked up something besides that, you know.
It was
either that or Peggy Sue is a very popular name for a porn star. That's all I can say.
I don't know. It was meant to be funny, but I don't think it's coming off that way. I don't.
Well, we really never, you know, we get all these comments on YouTube.
It just hasn't found its audience. It hasn't found its audience. That's all I can think. It just hasn't really found its audience yet.
I guess not. And we never really address any of these.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the way we do it. And I'm not going to address them on YouTube, probably.
No,
I'm not going to go in and do the comments. But,
no.
We will address it here tonight.
Okay.
And I'm just kind of working my way backwards through the last two pages of email.
We've had, what, 72 responses to this out of the...
I guess, and probably about a good 20 of those were this last week.
Yeah.
And Riv300, this is their YouTube username if you want to look them up, says, this guy really is a dumbass.
I'll go
that's
with
there. That's a positive right there.
Yeah.
Then we got Red Dirt Rules, you disrespectful bastard. Go to hell.
Right.
That's a good one.
I probably am going to hell, so that's really not much of
that's a... No big deal, right?
No big deal. I've already prepared myself just in case. So.
Oh, good.
I'm okay with it.
All right. Here's one, Vancouver. A proper tribute to these people would be a proper thing to produce instead of this disrespectful, inaccurate February 4th, excuse me, and piss poor excuse for investigative journalism. Well, now, I think it was a joke that you said you were an investigative journalist. I mean, I don't even remember if you said it. I have to watch it again now.
I did say something about it, but I mean,
but I mean
come on.
It's
reenacted with frickin' toys. Come on.
Exactly. Investigative journalism. All right. I was like, how can you miss... I mean, is this what they do on Dateline? I mean...
Yeah.
They go, and this Revell model of a Chevy Tahoe will be a Chevy Tahoe. And, you know...
To catch a predator, we're going to use Cabbage Patch dolls.
That's
come
and
on.
And Susie will be portrayed by a Cabbage Patch doll, and... Raggedy Andy will be our perpetrator. So, yeah, I don't think so. This
one says Ass Clown. I think that one's...
Oh, I don't know. I just opened up a bunch of them here. Psycho Dragon 27. I always love it when they have numbers in their names because there can't be the first Psycho Dragon. There's the 27th Psycho Dragon.
Qu'est-ce
que c'est? This guy is a fucking idiot.
Probably, yeah.
I just want to make sure their voices are heard, you know.
Yeah.
There's another one, Tide 68. Evidently, that's how many boxes it takes to wash his underpants. anyway. Just been reading what people think of you, not much. I went to Clear Lake last year. It was uplifting. I came from England.
Oh, this prick, yeah.
Yeah, them people are right. In my country, you'd be known as a prat.
What is that?
I think it's like a wanker.
Oh. Well, I'm part of the SPIV, so go after yourself.
Yeah.
You'll lie me.
Another one of the numbers. I'm like, can't people think of, like, use their own name or...
No, go to your own country, you know? Stay in your own country, man. Don't come over here.
Iced T48 says...
Man, how dare you?
This guy did a lot of abbreviations, so, you know. Yeah. You, every time it says you, it's the letter U. So you fucking ass, you called them poor bastards some... Cause I don't know what C-A-L-E-D, whatever the fuck that is. Them poor bastards, some fucking respect you have for the dead, you pervert-ass motherfucker. I hope you die in a fucking plane crash.
He doesn't know me to be a pervert, first of all. That projection there. That's reading stuff into it, man. There's no way I said anything perverted there, okay?
That's true. You didn't say anything about... you know, Waylon Jennings got a hand job before he got tossed off the plane.
Oh,
or like that.
What? How would you even read in pervert into that? Explain that part.
You know, that's self-reflective. I would say
that makes no sense.
Now here's a good name though. Here's one. Beatum, B-E-A-T-U-M. Beatum. At least he doesn't have a number after his name.
Yeah.
First of all, you got the date wrong. The coin toss took place inside the ballroom, not at the plane, and it was Tommy Alsom, not Waylon, that was involved in the coin toss. Is that true? You got a rebuttal against that there?
You know, ultimately, there's a bunch of people dead, so who, you know, what freaking day it is, who, you know, does it matter? They're dead, okay?
Yeah, I guess
they're not coming back.
I guess you're
right.
Yeah, you're right.
Jeez. All right. If I could bring them back, I would, but I'm not, you know,
I don't think, if you brought them back, they would be Woody and who? Qui-Gon Jinn? Or
like their religion or something, man. It's like,
yeah, I just got to figure these people are, like, fairly old.
You know what? Put God first in your life, man, not rock and roll heroes, man.
Oh, my goodness. Listen to you, Mr.
That's
Evangelist.
What I say, man. Read your
Christ.
Bible, man, right there.
Majesty Fire. That's a good one. I hope someday you die in a horrific plane crash in the middle of fucking nowhere. But instead of dying on impact, you lie there and suffer a horrible, painful death, you fucking redneck piece of shit.
Well, that could happen.
you don't fly that much, do you?
I haven't flown since
93. Okay.
So, yeah.
I don't know. You're not really
first
a redneck.
Of all,
I wouldn't say you're a redneck.
If I'm going to die, I'm going to go out like Michael Hutchins from NXS, you jackass.
Well, that lives
rope
to the
around my neck
story,
and my hand and my you-know-what, you know? So, autoerotic asphyxiation is how I'm going, you jackass. So right there. Plane crash.
Oh,
please, plane crash. Give me enough with that.
Well, that's nice. Jeez. Okay, let's move on. I got a bunch of these. I don't know how many we're going to go with here. That was a couple long ones. Wags 900, for Christ's sake.
Wait,
can't you pick a fucking name that's got less than like 20 people with it? Wags 900.
Yeah.
Christ. You lazy, cheap bastard, you suck again. I don't know what you sucked at the first time, but evidently you suck again. So.
What? Now, how does he know I'm lazy?
Oh, wait, Wags has got two posts. He's glad you lost your 25 cents, you jackass. You suck. Oh, that's why. I was getting backwards. That's why you suck again. There you go.
That's the funniest part when I'm bitching about losing 25 cents. Come on.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on, man. Come on.
These fuckers need to get. Okay, we got Bass Line Wobbler 08. Maybe
they're laughing inside, I think. They're laughing inside.
I don't know. This is more lead speak here. Know what you mean, don't know what the fuck they're on about. Got a clue. I don't know. Maybe he's green with you. I can't tell.
Get off meth.
All right.
Get off the meth.
Oh, this is even better. Can you believe this? This guy's got XSJADO 880. So I must be something. I don't know.
Okay.
This vid deserves an award. Hey, there you go.
Finally, a man. A man among men.
I think that 88 there is just his nards. The big ones. Infinity nards. Lay those puppies on their sides.
Man, Spartacus, speak up, man. Come on. Yeah.
All right. Sunburst DJ. This is a long one. This is the ass clown one. Are you ready?
Yeah.
He's evidently a DJ from the 60s
right.
or something because he's sunburst.
Yeah.
What a disrespectful piece of trash you are. All you
right.
do is piss and moan about Clear Lake and make fun of everything.
Right.
Please never return.
Well, what if I do?
Wait, I'm not done yet. There's a marker at the crash site, but it was buried under the snow.
Yeah.
This was investigative reporting? You obviously never spent a day in journalism, and it painfully shows. Okay.
You know what? I did.
You ass clown, you fucking child. You need to be punched in the head. Sunburst, take a chill pill, man. You know, it's peace and love. Peace, love.
Peace. Yeah, what did Ringo say? Peace and love.
Peace
man.
And love. Peace and love.
You know, I have been back there since then.
Oh, you have? I didn't know that.
And I did go to the, actually, when it was not winter time, I went in summertime, actually.
Oh, that's right. We got a picture with you by the thing. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Well, this video was made a while ago, and people still seem to want to,
let it go, man.
But unfortunately, they think it's me and not you.
You know what? Don't watch it. You don't like it? Don't watch it.
All right. Here we go.
Don't
Richard
watch
Stevens
it.
Valen- I don't think he... Richard Steven Valenzuela is my hero, and I hope you rot in hell for how you did this whole show, you filthy scumbag.
You know, I don't like The View, therefore I don't watch it. You know what I'm saying? I don't, you know?
I hear you. I don't either. Okay. Apo5 Wiseman says, first of all, you dumb cock, the pilot did not get ejected, and secondly, it was February 3rd, you ignorant asshole.
Oh, wait a minute. No, wait.
I hope the day you die. will be waiting. They all four will be waiting to kick you in the ass. That's it.
Well,
so
that might be. I'll give you that. That could happen.
Okay.
Happen.
So go ahead. What?
No, that could happen. You know, I could have them. Yeah.
That could happen.
Get my ass kicked by some ghosts and shit.
Oh, okay. That could be.
Actually, you know what? I am a fan. That's the funny part. I am a fan.
Well, tell me about that.
I actually have all their music. Actually, I have an LP of the Big Bopper I stole from my mom and dad's collection. I actually have it here. No, I do. I do have it at my house, actually.
Oh, good.
So I actually am a fan, okay? Believe it or not.
Uh-huh.
But
I don't believe it, but go ahead.
I am. No, I am. I am. I saw all the movies. Why? You know what? You know what I think is disrespectful? How come there's not a Big Bopper movie?
I don't know.
There's a Richie Valens movie.
Probably because he's a fat white guy.
There's a Buddy Holly movie. Where's the Big Bopper movie?
I don't know.
Huh?
I don't know.
You want to get angry, get angry at that. Okay, not me. Them.
I like your anger there. It's funny.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, let's go on. We got like a couple more here, and we'll finish up.
Okay.
It says, first of all, they died on February 3rd, dumbass.
I think we got that. Okay, yeah. we got that. Yes, that's clear now. We got that.
It's not a godforsaken little town, you shameful, disrespectful piece of trash.
I would beg to differ on that, but okay.
Well, you've been there a couple times.
Yeah.
I personally visited the surf and walked to the crash site.
Right.
And it was one of the most memorable days of my life.
I did, too.
And it was memorable?
Not as much as you would think, no.
Oh, okay. This is a field, right? The reason it's not marked it is because it's on private property, you douchebag. We could care less about your stupid 25 cents when you took a leak. Good God, get a fucking life. Hope you die in the middle of a fucking nowhere, worthless waste of eggs and sperm.
Wow.
A little harsh. Yeah. Mary Bowberry.
You know, I'm a love child. I'll just have you know, okay? I'm a love
That's
child.
That's true, you are a love child.
You know, deal with that, okay?
Yeah, you are a love child.
My parents chose life. They didn't abort me like they should have you.
Oh, boy.
Jeez.
So, anyway, that's...
I choose life.
That's kind of our wrap-up Clear Lake, Music Died.
You know, it was a joke. Hey, if you didn't get it, I'm sorry you didn't get it, okay? Get over it. This shouldn't be a religion, people. Move on with your lives, all right?
That's your advice?
That's exactly my advice.
All right, well.
You know?
I guess.
Right?
I hear you. I'm glad you got some time to respond to people there.
Yeah, well, thank you for letting me respond, yeah.
And it goes on and on for like 70.
Yeah, there's about another 70 more to go through.
And I only think maybe two of those may be positive, so.
I was hoping you get the one where the guy wanted to drown us both in the lake. I thought that was kind of...
Oh, I don't think I have that one. It may be farther back in there.
Yeah, that's pretty far back.
I don't think that's, somebody calls you a cunt. There's another one.
Well, they might have me there. Yeah.
I didn't think it has any comedic value.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. So, that's Gaz Boat.
Hey, I didn't say it was funny. I just said I was trying to be funny, okay? I didn't say
Trying and being are two different things.
Yeah, okay, so it was. You know. Even Sinatra cleared his voice sometimes, cleared his throat sometimes. I mean, so what? You know?
There you go. I thought it was funny.
I don't know. I thought it was funny.
I think it's fairly classic in its delivery of the reenactment.
In my mind, I know I'm funny.
Colonel Steve.
Yeah, my Bruno Kirby from Good Morning Vietnam. Yeah.
There you go.
Lieutenant Steve.
Lieutenant Steve. Yeah. All right, I'll play us out here. Until next week.